That's because it's called distillates. They know how to burn it and then take off all the chemicals, all the toxins, and make plastics and make chemicals and make pesticides and make everything else that comes out of that. And then out of the stack comes nothing but water. They have sensors on it. Nothing but water and carbon dioxide. Totally clean, totally pure. They can go back 20,000, 100,000, 200,000 years, at least in the ice. And they know that they've also done spectrometers into stone. They can scan it till it was there. Carbon dioxide was over 500 times stronger in the time of the T-Rex. So what's crazy is we come right along at this time, pump up all of this juice and all this carbon that was produced on the surface with plants and animals that ran down in cracks into the earth. We're now pumping out all that carbon saved from millions of years ago and actually terraforming the planet, putting more carbon dioxide in that we actually need. But they said that we would have a 7 increase. They said that by 2013, all the LA would be flooded and New York would be flooded. All that's lies. I have right here in my notes the carbon conspiracy. And that is specifically, it depends on the models they use. Sometimes actually more carbon dioxide can cause a cooling effect, but generally could cause a heating effect. It depends on potash in the atmosphere, where they say the majority of scientists agree that climate change is caused by humans. I agree with climate change. The only thing that's constant is change. Of course the climate's changing. What I'm telling you is carbon dioxide was 50 to 500 times, depending on the time period, to quantum mechanics. Okay, let me tell you what's going on. I'm going to say it again. You can go to any major study. Just type in carbon dioxide levels were hundreds of times higher in Earth's is what helps cause nuclei to form to cause storms. So we are affecting our environment. But most of the astrophysicists and most of the physicists I've talked to, and most of the climatologists I've talked to, they have broken down that the sun by magnitude is 98% of the driver of what happens. That's why when the sunspots take place, it's a coronal ejection from the sun, and one of those shoots radiation in our direction, it'll be clear blue sky, but they know when we get hit by that, it hits our magnetic field and causes an ionization of the atmosphere, an electrification of it, and so that causes the giant storms. So the main driver of climate is the sun. And I think everybody, doesn't be a scientist to know, what's the main thing that Earth, it's normally absorbed by plants immediately, who they've got studies. They have found giant crocodile skeletons from just 10,000 years ago in the central Sahara, when hundreds of square miles is nothing but dunes. 10,000 years ago, it was lush jungles and beautiful, but they had goats. And it's like God did this or something, where we discovered all this oil, or it's just blind luck that we are terraforming the planet back to an earlier, healthier state by taking ancient carbon that was under the ground and putting it back into the atmosphere. And they had models and actuaries, and I have copies of this in my film Endgame, seminal film, it's free online. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement predicts a virus release to lock things down. Everything's now happening because it's in their own documents. And In the 1963 Limits to Growth Club of Rome plan, they said, we believe there'll be a global ice age by 2020 because the last ice age ended about 12,000 years ago and we're set for that. We're going to tell the public that actually carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is bouncing solar radiation off the Earth because we've seen volcanoes cause this darkening effect and freezing. So we believe, our scientists believe, that carbon dioxide is going to make the Earth freeze by 2020. And so we've got to have a global regime to take control of all the factories and all the energy and put a tax in for global government in the name of stopping the ice age. Then by about 1987, they went, actually, we think it's going to heat up instead. So they flipped the propaganda. Ask anybody you know. They are putting out more carbon than anybody. I absolutely hate it. They're always saying it's totally clean, no problem. But then you can look at the UN's own numbers, which I believe, International Atomic Energy Agency. Look this up, CBS News. 94% of nuclear plants are leaking at dangerous levels. Almost all these power plants, the life is 20 to 35 years. If people actually ran these right, and the executives, here's an example, BP. I think oil's great, it has toxic problems, we should clean it up, we should find alternatives. There's all sorts of clean energy we should go to that, you know, isn't. Solar's great, whatever. They've got fission, fusion, a bunch of stuff coming down. Take one of the best films out there because it's so accurate, because I had lawyers on I read the transcript of the trial, the Event Horizon with BP. They literally have all these degreed engineers out there, and BP calls them up from England to Houston and says, you're spending $25 million a day on this super deep experimental well. We've decided to not pour concrete, they call it mud, in on top this. The executives say we'll save $25 million a day. if you dump water. And all the engineers went, we have mathematical equations, just like water boils at a certain amount. Order them to dump water into it. So they follow the order, dump water in for 5 days, and it blows up because water didn't have enough pressure to hold what was going to be coming out when they finally hit that giant oil and gas deposit down there at 20,000 feet under the ground or whatever it was, super deep well. It was deeper than that. So order their engineers to do something that was going to blow up. They just said, you engineers are full of crap. I was just going back to your point that, yeah, we don't know about the warming. We don't know what it's doing. The models they all use on warming